Track 3.5.
Hi, I'm Chris Williams, and welcome to a special edition of Radio Helpline. Latest government figures show that of last July's school leavers, one in every three is currently unemployed. Furthermore, nearly 25% of last year's university graduates are also without a job. And when you consider that university fees for the average student are nearly £30,000 for a three-year course, higher education is not as attractive an option as it used to be. Faced with such a depressing set of statistics, it's no wonder that many of today's teenagers are worried about the future. I'm joined in the studio today by careers advisor Jo Harvey, who is here to take some of your calls and help you with decisions about your future. Jo, welcome and thank you.
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to say that it's true that the figures aren't great, but that there are still plenty of opportunities for young people out there and lots of reasons for them to get excited about their future.
Well, that's good to hear. Let's go straight to a caller. We've got Alex on the line. Hello, Alex. And what would you like to ask Jo?
Hi. Yes, I'm finishing school next July. My family and teachers are all expecting me to go to university, but I'm not so sure it's such a good idea.
Hi, Alex. Can I ask you what you're thinking of studying at uni?
Well, that's one of the problems. I'm not really sure.
Alex, I'm so glad you called. I think Alex is typical of so many school leavers these days. They feel pressure to go on to university straight after leaving school, even though they're not sure exactly what they want to do. And today's university students know that they've got to pay for it all themselves. Because it's so expensive, there's a lot of pressure on making sure you choose the degree course that's right for you. But what happens when you're not sure what you want to study? How can you make the right decision? And this is why I'm recommending more and more young people who are in this position to take some time off before they go to university. And I'm not talking about a gap year to travel around the world. Realistically, how many of today's teenagers can afford that? I'm talking about getting a couple of years' experience of the working world. Try out a few jobs, work in a shop, an office, in a hospital or hotel, or think about working abroad. Find out what you like and don't like, then maybe you'll have a better idea of whether a university education is the right choice for you, and if so, what you want to study.
But won't that put me at a disadvantage compared with all the students who go straight to university? I mean, if I don't start until I'm 22 or something, I'll be 25 when I'm finished.
25 is nothing. You're going to be working until you're at least 65 and probably longer. You won't be at any disadvantage if you start a few years after other people. In fact, if you use your time off wisely, go and work abroad for a while, get some useful work and life experience, then you're going to be much more attractive to most employers than your average 21-year-old fresh out of university. You really are.